What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. And this reaction review, it's going to be talking about episode 13. Yes, The Devil's Greatest Trick. That aired February 8th alongside of me, Miss Anna B. You can check her out on Twitter, Traveler15. She's always going on adventures, and she's a big fan of The Flash and Arrow and a lot of comic stuff, so check her out. Here she is. She's going to be doing her thing, and then, of course, you know me, I commentate, and then I give my little thoughts at the end of it. So here we are, Miss Anna B.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, this episode surely had some twists in it.
Oh, yes, it did.
I didn't even see coming this episode. It was called The Devil's Greatest Trick,
mm-hmm.
and it was certainly, I thought, very impressive. We all thought that Caden James was the ultimate villain for this episode,
no.
But we've learnt otherwise by the end of it. And where things go from now on, we'll just have to see. But Caden James still wants to blow up Star City with his bomb to get revenge on Oliver for killing his son. But we learn as time goes on, with the help of Felicity and Alina, who's helping them, that Oliver wasn't the killer, and they managed to find who did it. So with that information, Oliver goes to James and he tells him so he won't detonate that bomb. So with that, James says, fine, but he still wants Oliver to find the traitor now in his organization who set up and killed his son.
Yeah.
To do this, Oliver needs to call on the new team for help because he can't do it just with Dig and Felicity.
They could have done it.
Dinah hasn't got a head in at the game. She's just on revenge, out to kill Black Canary for killing Vince.
Whatever. I don't like her anymore.
So they all manage to get the gang and confront James with them. What I found odd was, while this is all happening, William's brought to the bunker by his father. So he's safe away from the safe house. But ironically, if William was being looked after by Raza, where's she? Surely Oliver is concerned for her well-being too and would have brought her into the bunker and showed. But she's nowhere to be found. Is she just meant to be staying there and the bomb goes off? That's the end of Raza.
Yep, pretty much.
I found that a little bit odd. We've got Quinton Lance. He still believes that inside of Black Canary there's a side of Laurel, and he's still hoping.
I'm with Lance on that,
that
too.
She's there.
Something's got to be there still.
So once all James's gang is brought together, he confronts everyone, and Black Canary confesses that she was the one that killed his son, so she could stop the bomb. But Caden James doesn't believe her because he knows she hesitated when she killed Vince and things are not right. We've got William missing his father because he's stuck in the bunker. So he overhears where all this is taking place. So he goes off. So then you've got Oliver having to worry about his son and James is going to detonate the bomb. And we have a nice little father-son moment saying he'll always be there, he'll protect him and stay close to him if the bomb goes off. We've got Black Canary, she gets away. And she's able to stop everybody. She tries to get away. Of course, Dinah wants her and there's a big fight and that. And Black Canary gets shot, but Lance still believes in her, so he rescues her and he's taking her somewhere and he's going to see if he can, there's some hope, glimmer of hope that she can come back as Laurel. She's adamant she's not, but you could see she still sees that side. Now, here's the twist. So after they capture James, he's taken to the police station in the holding cell, and he cooperates. He gives back the money that he extorted out of the mayor, the council. And when he's left in that holding cell on his own, one of his guys, Ricardo Diaz, enters and he slips James' throat. He's the one that wants to take over Star City, and he was just playing along with the ruse with James, and so until he could continue with his plan, because he's got people in the police force and that and the mayor's office on his side. So now, where's that going to leave Team Arrow to fight a new villain, which they're not aware of yet? They're still at odds with the new team.
Nah, whatever, I don't care about them.
With Curtis and Renee and Dinah.
They can all die.
So they're all very conflicted at the moment. So it's like now we're starting a whole new... It feels like we're going to start a mini little season now to continue on, because we don't know where the storyline's going to go now, except that Dinah's still out for revenge and Lance is still hoping to turn Black Canary around. So that's it. And I think we have a break now as the Winter Olympics are on. Well, they are for me. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Thanks a lot, Ms. Anna B. Don't forget you can follow her on Traveler15 on Twitter. By the way, Diaz didn't slit what's his face's throat. He put the dagger right in the back. He was like that, and then he twisted it, and then he killed him. I didn't see that coming either. I like Diaz. And as we can see more of the episodes to come, Diaz is a serious badass. Like, he was just made me think that he was just kind of this, you know, high profile drug dealer. But the dude, he's connected, and he had to learn all that fighting that he did in this past episode, doppelganger. But yeah, I thought this episode was dope. I am just not a happy camper when it comes to the new team. I'm just not happy with them. And they're just getting more annoying and more annoying. Because they're just like Oliver, but they want to act like they're just, I don't even get started. But I thought episode was good. It was good to see a new bad guy, and I'm excited to see where this goes, because it's obvious that Diaz has got he's got some brains about him, and he's connected. He's got the police chief. He's got tons of people on his payroll. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with this. But thumbs up on the episode. So that's it for that. If you want to check out more, check out iwatchmike.com. That's my blog. And like I said, Twitter is Traveler15 for Anna B in Australia. But my Twitter's there, Snapchat, Instagram, all that good stuff is on iwatchmike.com. If you go there and you go on the top, you can see where it says podcasts. You click on that, and then you can see some of the shows that we do right now that I do by myself or I do with my friends. So that is it for us. Coming back, we got another episode and another episode. I don't have notes on any of them except Doppelganger, which this episode, and that was good. All right, coming back, more Talking Arrow.